Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
RJ Choppy has been vindicated. Look, we'll get to below the belt here in just a second. But this was a dispute, and I felt like you hyped it up as the song of the summer, and Peyton managed to find your song.
All right,
during the break.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And I wanted to give you a chance to re-tee up your Chet Hanks.
So remember, like I said, a couple years ago, he had White Boy Summer.
And you're getting caught up from Martin saying, come on, guys, Lil Wayne dropped new music. No review, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, Martin, I didn't want to trash what it was an awful album. It was really bad. Like, I mean, nobody I know who's been listening to it enjoys it. It's bad.
And both of you agreeing it's bad? Yep. Aiden says
Alec,
no?
Aiden, everyone says no.
Man, Aiden with thumbs down. I still think they did that stuff. Thumbs down.
I do thumbs down emoji all the time.
Emojis, yes.
So anyway, Chet has decided to make his way into the country music genre. And I found an article that said this is the song of the summer. Like, okay, let's see about this one. Are we going song of the summer, Chet Hanks?
No, nope. Not that it's a bad song. The song of the summer's got to be more upbeat.
Yes.
It does have to be more upbeat.
This isn't upbeat enough. This upbeat is good. It's fine.
It's not bad. I was expecting way less.
Yeah,
from Chet Hanks.
Yeah, but it has to be more upbeat.
I legitimately anticipated laughing, and like I'm not laughing. It's fine. This has become like a thing too late. Like the Yellowstone characters, like what's the Casey? Casey in Yellowstone. He like started releasing. Yeah, he started releasing country music.
Really? Beyonce. I told you. Anyone can do country music. It's you just write the same four words.
It's pretty
get
good.
A bottle of liquor and yeah. a truck and God and there and your mom's biscuits. A flag.
Yeah, throw a few things in
throw
there.
Throw it in AI.
That's why I never wrote country music, is because I don't have my mom's biscuits to eat anymore. She's not here to make them anymore. Now,
who's eating your mom's biscuits?
Nobody. There's no one else left to.
Oh, man.
All right, so my question, I was looking at something. There's some news at the end of last week.
Maybe your dad.
Maybe my dad is.
Could be. They got that little heavenly half-sibling for us up there. So the Cowboys... This
what
is
if you guys go up there one day and you find out you're related now?
Yeah. Oh no.
I wonder whose genes would be stronger. Like who the little heavenly, the angel baby would look more
like choppy.
Near you.
Look at his boy's eyes. The choppy face.
Yeah.
The choppy face is prevalent.
Yeah. That's probably the direction we go. All right. At the end of last week, Rashad Bateman signed a contract extension with the Baltimore Ravens. And
play for the Orioles.
What was really surprising about this was the fact that he's somebody who I think is generally thought of as a player on the rise, somebody who is starting to come into his own, mature a little bit, and should be a really good option as a number two receiver for most teams. His extension was 3 years, $36 million. The Ravens are paying him $12 million a year. That is 28th among all receivers. It puts him right next to Darius Slayton and Alan Lazard on the list of highest paid receivers. If George Pickens has a decent season with the Cowboys, he is not signing for $12 million.
No.
You're talking about a guy who would probably sign closer to 18 to 20, I would guess, probably more.
Yeah.
Is what you're looking at. And it got me thinking. The report out there from Jordan Schultz was that Dallas didn't want to pony up for how much it was going to cost for Bateman on draft capital, is what Jordan Schultz had said. So they went with Pickens. They viewed him as similar enough that the lesser draft capital was more in line with what they wanted to do.
And the Pickens cost was?
Pickens was, he was a fourth, right? A fourth or a third?
I think he was a third.
I can't remember now. Let me look it up.
Be our Cowboys insider.
There's been a lot of trades for receivers. I know there was a fourth rounder for Lance and everything else. He was traded for a third round pick and a fifth round pick, and then they got a sixth back.
Okay, so my point in asking that, besides exposing you and proving I watch more football, is if that's a third and a fifth, they want to give up the draft. What is Bateman going to cost? Like, no one thinks of Rashad Bateman as a better receiver than George Pickens.
I would guess Bateman was, and I think there's some people do, but I think Bateman was going to be probably closer to a second, is what it would have been.
Okay.
But here's the question. Bateman is also unproblematic. Bateman is thought of as, this is secure. Bateman clearly is willing to sign for $12 million a year.
Because he was a rumored Cowboy interest.
Yeah. And so if you look at a round higher, you would have given up a round higher of draft capital in exchange for less problematic and probably $6, $8, $10 million cheaper on an extension. Should the Cowboys have just said, we'll pony up the higher draft capital because in the long run, this is cheaper for our financials?
No, absolutely not. Rashad Bateman right now is just a dude. His first 4 years, 46 with the MVP.
I was about to say, playing, it's like when we talk about Terry McLaurin's numbers. You got to put it in the context of he didn't have a quarterback.
46 for 515 and a touchdown. Then he had 15 in 17 games catches. 32 catches in 16 games for 367 and 1. And then in 17 games last year, he had 45 for 756 and 9 touchdowns. The touchdown is a great number. No, absolutely not. I would like to also know who thinks Rashad Bateman is better than George Pickens. I want this to be, you want a contract headache on your hands. Okay? You want George Pickens to have that good of a year to where in next offseason, this morning show is debating how much to give him or whether you need to pay him again. I want that good problem to come.
I think
You do. The problem is that obviously, can you, like, when can you no longer afford all these,
right, and then I'll
all
get
these wonderful toys?
And then I'll get a third round comp pick. Or then I'll get a third. Yeah. Versus having Rashad and giving up my second. These are pedestrian at best numbers.
I think what you got to look at or how most people would view it through this lens is this is somebody who's clearly, though, ascending, I think, to most people around the league. And when they look at, look, the fact that last year as one of, like, the primary focus targets and different things like that, like the fact that he was able to consistently beat defenses, he averaged 17 yards a catch, he was a red zone threat. I think a lot of people looked at him and said, in the right offense and with his growth potential right now, that's somebody who will grow into being
Mark this
definite
down.
Two.
Mark this down and put it on the wall. And if you want to bet me, you can bet me. George Pickens is going to have a better season and better numbers than Rashad Bateman.
I don't think there's a doubt about that. I mean, Cowboys throw the ball more.
Oh, well, they got the two-time MVP and the guy that people would take over Dak Prescott. All I'm saying is, this isn't going to be a discussion at the end of the year, in my opinion. So there you go. Hot take.
Do you tend to look at it then just as, like, let's even operate under the assumption Pickens is better. Let's say that's 100%. Everybody will agree Pickens is better than Bateman. Let's operate under that reality. If that's the case, though, would you just say for yourself in team building, you're going to say, I just want the best. I want the best that I can get rather than I want the best that I can get for my money. Because $12 million on Bateman might be better than Pickens at 20. Because you're talking about half the cost,
well,
basically.
Well, Rashad Bateman is going to have to show to me that he's as good or better than George Pickens. The Cowboys get made fun of and they miss and they have their problems with their second round gambles. I get it. That's how I am.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
In life, like, give me the thing that could explode in the positive, even though it could explode in the negative.
Yeah.
Just don't give me the pedestrian, boring, concern. Give me the excitement. Give me the excitement with the ceiling. That's what Pickens is. And that's what I think George Pickens is going to be, even if you end up losing him versus just the mindset to me is boring in the wrong way of, well, let's just get the, you know, this guy's is good and he's solid. And now if he ends up being, give me a comp for 10 years, I'll backtrack.
On Pickens or Bateman?
Bateman.
Let's say he ends up being, you could say he ends up being a guy like Randall Cobb.
No. Give me George Pickens and all the question marks. If he ends up being, who's the Rams receiver Aikman loves so much? Old guy still playing.
Cooper Kupp.
No. I wouldn't know Cooper Kupp. He's a veteran.
Robert Woods.
What are these Robert Woods, Randall Cobb?
Man, I think Randall Cobb's a better player than Robert Woods. Fine,
Randall Cobb.
Randall
Cobb's fine.
Randall Cobb at half the cost of whatever Pickens might be, though, is like, then you're talking, like, for instance, Chop, I would guess, I don't know, but under this circumstance, I would guess you would say with finances and how you've said before, you don't always have to get better. You don't always have to be so determined to just get better and like have the best. I would guess you would at least be more willing to lean to the side or listen to the side of we should have just gotten Bateman because it's $8 million cheaper potentially.
And Bateman's 12 a year?
Mm-hmm.
12. And he's older.
Not,
he's 25.
Like, he's like 9 months older. It's not like
it's not like, you know, you're not looking at a whole.
And he is an unproblematic personality historically.
Man, but the second round pick is
yeah. Second rounder.
That's a problem. I mean, you've got to get again. I don't know. I can't. It's hard to judge Bateman because of their system.
Yep.
Like they just never have wide receivers play at elite levels. It's just the way their system runs. So,
did you love Bateman coming out?
No. I wasn't as high on him coming out in the draft a couple years ago. I didn't have him in the first round. He went back into the first. I think he's turned into a better player than I had anticipated. I still would probably take Pickens as well. I'm just saying, is there $8 million difference in Pickens? I don't know. Right. And especially when you consider all the other factors in a team that wants to build culture. Now, I think so far, Pickens has not shown any problems. Like I don't want to make it sound like Pickens is some massive.
Yeah, but this is nothing. This is all honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This means very little.
Right. In terms of just, yeah, there's not anything that could have gone sideways yet. T.O. was great here for the first, 3 months too, and then things started already bubbling up and being a problem. I think the thing that you have to look at too is something that Shadi's talked about and something we've mentioned here, which is just the idea of Pickens is a good opportunity to test what you're building and just say like a safe way to test it. Because if you bring him in here and go, this did not fit, our culture was not ready for him yet, and this wasn't going to be a fit, it couldn't change things, then you can walk away, like you said, Sean, and you can get a comp pick that's third or fourth round and basically compensates you back. You get a return policy essentially, and you got a whole year of him contributing. I think Pickens is going to be great. If you look at their numbers, Pickens and Lamb against single coverage last year, they are basically the same in terms of efficiency. It's that against double coverage, Pickens has just been completely taken away, typically.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. More football with the Red Zone every day at 9:20 on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go inside the firing of Pete DeBoer and try to find his replacement. Did Jim Neal and the Stars make a mistake or do what was necessary? Mac Engel joins us live on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. He's been living at the AAC on the ice. The Mac Attack joins us next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.